Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're going to do something really cool. We're going to build off of something that now 50,000 of our listeners have come and participated in, called the Intentional One Thing Challenge. We're going to tell you what their one thing is, what they've been working on, and I'm going to invite you to call and tell me what one thing, if you were to focus on it for the next 30 days, for example, would make a big difference, would make the biggest difference in your life. I'll give you some examples of it here in a moment. But what one thing, kind of a goal, what's a goal that would make a difference in your life? 888-888-1717, let's go.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and welcome to the program today. And as I mentioned, we've got a online, a free class, basically. It's four videos that we've now had, 49,606 people have come and viewed and shared their one thing with us, so we can be praying for them. And then comment. We've got pages and pages of comments. And the first one on the comment list here, Kim asked the question, how do I decide what my one thing focus should be for the next 30 days? Great question. You know where I'd start? I'd ask the question, where does it hurt? Where does it hurt, in your life? Is it your marriage today? And you think about what one thing would honor God the next 30 days in my marriage? Or maybe what hurts is a relationship that's been broken. What one thing could you do if you focused on for 30 days to make a difference? Or maybe it's in the financial area. You realize that they're just out of control. What one thing could you do? Here's a sample. For the next 30 days, you're going to use cash only. Or for the next 30 days in your marriage, you're not going to criticize. You choose to every day speak a word of love and encouragement into the life of your spouse, no matter how discouraging their comments back to you may be. Here's what people are telling us. They've gone through the first video, and they shared with us their one thing. Brenda says, my one thing is to value my time and other people's time, and to always be mindful of how this is a precious gift. Mark says, my one thing goal is to work on my spiritual closeness with God. Linda says, daily study and prayer for 1 hour every morning. Donna says, to pray daily for my husband and for my children. I'm just going down the list here. A lot of spiritual goals. Here's Rhonda says, my goal is to forgive myself and nurture my emotional health on a daily basis. Lisa says, to become more intentional with finances. Now, here's what I encourage you to do. Not to even go beyond the general concept of I want to be more intentional with my finances, or I want to be more peaceful, or as one comment was, I just want to be happy again. And ask the question before God, what one thing could you do specifically, something that is very clear, something that's measurable that you could do in the next 30 days, over the next 30 days, that'd make a difference. Give an example, like the finance. I want to get my finances intentional. I want to live my finances more intentionally, Lisa says. Next 30 days, okay, we're gonna be on a budget only, which means I'm gonna use cash only. Or maybe the next 30 days, every day, I'm gonna pray before I spend money to ask God, is this how He wants me to use this money? Or over this next 30 days, my husband and I, our wife and I, will sit down and we'll put a plan together before this month ends, a financial plan. There are many one things you could do, but what happens is we get so overwhelmed by the list of all the one things. So we kind of tease you a little bit, say, hey, pick one. Just pick one. What one thing would it be? I'd ask you, what one thing over the next 30 days would make the biggest difference in your life, maybe in an area where it hurts, maybe your marriage? One thing that you could do. 888-888-1717 is my number, 888-888-1717. By the way, that that online class, as it were. There's four videos, each about 8 or 9 minutes long, called the Intentional One Thing Challenge. It's totally free. It's our gift to you. It's our part of our ministry. We got some cool things for you when you get there. Go to theintentionallife.com. You'll see the purple box on the top there. Click on it and you can sign up. But call me. I'd like to hear. What's one thing that would make a difference? Or one thing you've really been working on? You can say, hey, Randy, you know, I've been doing this. Maybe I didn't think of it in terms of one thing, but here it is. Here's kind of the focus of my life and the difference it's making in my life. 888-888-1717. Love to hear from you. Give me a call.
My one thing is to change my thinking, change my negative thoughts to positive thoughts. Because I realize that my thought pattern is very negative.
Yvette's intentional one thing is changing her outlook on life.
I was very unhappy. Financial things would make me unhappy. I'm a single mom. I'm divorced for over 12 years now. And I do desire to have a spouse. And so sometimes I get lonely and all of that would make me get unhappy. I happened to hear Dr. Randy Carlson talk about intentional living. And that's what inspired me to say, you know, I can do this. I can change my thinking. So it's a daily process I'm winning. I find it's easier now that I'm paying attention. And it's easy to change my outlook, and I'm much happier, more filled with joy because of that.
One thing you can do to lift your emotional outlook is to set your mind on things that are positive instead of negative. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to begin living intentionally. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for reminding us of that. You know, it's interesting, the research on setting goals and then following through with goals is pretty discouraging. I think we all have experienced, we've set some goals, maybe an exercise goal, or maybe it's an attitudinal goal or what have you, and you get into it and then you get discouraged. And because we know what happens with habits, the way habits are formed, habits are formed by desire. Desire is sort of at the core. Craving is sort of at the core of holding a habit in place. That's why if you have a craving for, let's say you have cigarettes and you've been smoking cigarettes and you have a craving for cigarettes, you know that craving drives that habit. That can happen with food. That can happen with relationships. So what we teach here in Intentional Living is let's get at the core of our cravings. And, you know, that's a whole class in of itself when we think about when we get to a place where our cravings are for honoring Christ, our cravings are to have a good marriage. When we have that, it's an inside, it overtakes us almost, that we're so passionate about wanting to honor God in our marriage that the craving drives us. Until that becomes a habit, and we know habits form after a period of time, kind of a breakthrough time where it becomes something you expect. Runners will tell you this. They maybe run, and then pretty soon after a while, they've got to run. It's almost like they have that craving. They have to have that high, as it were, to run and to exercise. That's what we want. We want that kind of a experience that says, hey, I'm just drawn into having to do this because it's a spiritual thing. It starts at the spiritual level. I know it's not easy for everybody, but I'll tell you, when you say, hey, you know, my marriage is important enough to me to want to be focused on doing that next right one thing, until I start to develop those actions and the habits, that becomes life transformational. Just imagine in your marriage, let me use that as an example. Just imagine for the next 30 days, if your spouse were to break whatever the bad habit is that that frustrates you, and they started to every day speak into your life words of love, every day. They started to encourage you with their words or through their action. What difference would that make in your life in 30 days? Probably quite a bit. We do impact and influence each other. And as we think about the power of one thing, I wrote the book, The Power of One Thing, around 9 sort of foundational areas of friendship and emotions and so on. With a general question here in terms of where it hurts in your life today or what it is that you've set out as a goal in your life, what one thing would make the biggest difference? I mean, one thing that you could do or become or an attitude that would make a difference. Love to hear it. By the way, the phone number here is 888-888-1717. Or you can join us on Facebook as well, Facebook.com/intentionalliving. 888-888-1717. Or when you come to our website, theintentionallife.com, you can sign up for that online class. It's free. It's on demand, and the four videos are there for you. 888-888-1717. What resonates? That one thing that would make a big difference in your marriage today or in your life.
My name is Melissa, and my one thing is to listen to my husband more without interrupting.
My name's Lance, and my one goal is to pray over my wife each morning.
My name is Mary, and my one thing is I'm going to think twice and talk once.
My name is Kathy, and my one thing is to make our relationship a safe place for my husband to be.
Mine was to actually complete projects that I told her I would complete.
How does it make you feel when you hear him say that?
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad we made it today.
Yeah, listen, you hear that, you know, you hear a word from your spouse. Imagine that one thing making a difference in your life. Hey, by the way, speaking of, those were conference comments, by the way. We're doing a summer series. I got a couple of conferences in Phoenix. It's going to be in Mesa and Glendale, July. I don't have the thing up in front of me here. I think it's 15th and 16th, Friday, Saturday, 15th, 16th, are the dates. And it's going to be in Mesa and Tempe, and we're going to just have an intentional love marriage conference, and it's going to be very practical. It's going to be very helpful. We're going to have a lot of fun, and make it a date. We're going to be at the Living Word Bible Church on Friday night, 7 o'clock in Mesa, and then we're going to be doing a Saturday afternoon. We thought, well, maybe some of you would like to have a Saturday afternoon instead of a Saturday night. Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Glendale Nazarene Church. So it's going to be good. We'd love to have you come be a part of this. Mesa, July 15th, and Saturday, July 16th. Get out of the heat. Come on in and have a nice, cool, refreshing experience with you and your spouse. I promise you have a lot of positive takeaway for you. So you can get registered for that, by the way, by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Okay, Trista is on the line in New Mexico. Hi there today. How are you?
I'm doing a lot better today. Thank you.
Good, good. We're talking about the power of one thing. Something resonate in your life about one thing that would make a difference? What would it be?
Well, right now I am solely focused on kind of keeping to myself, keeping my thoughts to myself, keeping my mouth shut and everything, you know, kind of, there's a lot of people that are saying a lot of bad things and stuff, and kind of just focusing on lifting them up and kind of just focusing on keeping them, in my prayers to the, you know, to bring them closer to the truth and the light of God.
Now, is that difficult for you to do?
With some of them, it is. I'm proving, though, that with God, He can show me how I can, you know, forgive some of the trespassers and stuff, and even ask them for my forgiveness if I've done something to cause it myself, so that I may, you know, pray for them and be...
Has it made a difference in your life? I mean, have you found any positive results from doing this one thing?
So far, it has a little bit. It's only been a few days.
Okay.
But I've got a lot. I'm in the middle of a pretty big tribulation, as I want to call it. And so I've got a long road ahead of me.
Well, Trista, you know, it sounds like you're just getting started on a new journey. And, you know, we talk about the power of one thing, and obviously life sometimes is more complicated than just one thing. You got forgiveness and reconciliation and sometimes resolving past issues. But I think of, maybe this is helpful for you, maybe not, but I was just thinking of the passage in Ephesians where Paul reminds us about the power of setting our minds on new things, being renewed in the spirit of our minds is the way he puts it, and how powerful it is that our thinking really does impact how we relate to people. Our thinking makes a difference in the quality of our lives. And when we choose to focus on those things that are right and praiseworthy and a good report, it changes. I mean, it changes our disposition. It changes our relationships. Very powerful thing. Okay, appreciate that. Thank you for that call, Trista. Let me go to Mary in Arizona. Hi there, Mary. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your call. What resonates when you think about one thing?
The Holy Spirit healing us and working through our grandson who we're raising. He's walked on the dark side is the only way I can see it.
How old is he? How old is the young man?
17 in 3 months.
And you're raising him, Mary, as I understand he's in your home?
Yes, my husband and I have been raising him since he was 12. His mom passed away, our daughter, last year.
And you just see the influence and the direction of his life and decisions he's making drawing him in the wrong direction.
Yes, which was not a very good life that he had growing up. A lot of things that he shouldn't have seen and a lot of things he was put in the middle of. And we've tried to save and help and do everything we can. And we've tried to be a good Christian family for him and keeping him in the church. And he's just kind of walking away and doing things he shouldn't be doing.
Well, Mary, listen.
Counseling for him.
Can I pray for you? And not only pray, but I want to just share something with you that every parent and grandparent listening hears your heart and the brokenness of your heart, and there are parents who can relate. And if we just did this program on this one topic, let's just use this as an illustration. If I just said for the next, 4 hours, if you've been through a brokenness with a son or daughter or a grandson or granddaughter, and now you look back through that experience, what one thing would you share with Mary that she could do? You know what? We couldn't handle the calls because all of a sudden it becomes very personal. And in fact, maybe you want to share some of those things on the Facebook and where Mary can go and read those. But let me just share one thing with you, Mary, from myself. You have stood in the gap for this young man. There was history before you stood in the gap. You got a heart that says, we're going to love this young man. You want to do the best for him. The one thing I would encourage you is to remember, and you know this probably deep inside, but to really live it out, that ultimately this is God's child, that you're a steward, that you're there to love him and care for him and hold him accountable when you need to, share the truth with him, but knowing that you can't be the Holy Spirit. And here's the one thing. I would ask you to consider praying for your grandson to build a hedge of protection around him. That's a spiritual thing. That would keep him from doing something that would be irreversible. And also a hedge of thorns around him that would keep him from ever enjoying anything. A hedge of protection and a hedge of thorns. And I think of that prayer attitude that says, I give this young man to God and I ask for God's intervention is one thing you can do. And of course, many other, I'm sure, things you want to do as well. But can I pray with you, Mary?
Yes.
Lord, I do pray for Mary. I pray for this young man, this 17-year-old. We don't know all the circumstances. You do. And you use circumstances to change lives. You use broken moments and crises, and you use all sorts of things to do your work. And I pray that you will work in this young man's life and give Mary comfort today. Give her a strength to carry on with what seems like to those listening to be pretty overwhelming. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Well, you know what? If there was ever a day to talk about joining the Intentional One Thing Challenge, it would be today. Why? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because the entire program is designed to help you figure out what your one thing is that will please Christ. Then you can begin the challenge and turn your one thing into a godly habit. So once you have all your questions answered with today's program, and thank you for that, Dr. Randy, then join the Intentional One Thing Challenge today. Go to theintentionallife.com/one thing. Dr. Randy, taking the Intentional One Thing Challenge is kind of important, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, and I'll tell you, Kurt, what we've done here, for those who've not been there, nearly 50,000 people have. I brought the cameras into my office, and I shared four different lessons. The first lesson is about setting goals and goal setting, what a goal is, how to set a godly goal, why goals are important. The fact of the matter is people who set goals are more successful than people who don't. That's just bottom line. It's just a reality. How to set a godly goal. And then the second lesson is on habits. And what we teach in Intentional Living is that many of us wrestle with this area of habits either good or bad. And we focus on how do you turn a godly action into a daily habit. And then lesson number three is the videos on clutter, decluttering your life, and overcoming roadblocks. And then the final one is on finishing strong. And it's there for you. You're welcome to just take it. It's, you know, you just sign in there and then the videos will be available. We've got an online ebook for you, and we got a self-assessment that I put together called the Head, Heart, and Hand. That's there for you as well when you go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. People, by the way, after the video, you have a chance to post your one thing so we can pray with you. Christina, her one thing for 30 days to develop a stronger relationship with the Lord. Just looking down here. Effective prayer life. Want more of God and less of me. That's good, Jackie. These are good goals. Let me see. Kelly says, my 30-day goal is to renew my daily walk with God through prayer and Bible study, and I will devote an hour each day seeking his guidance. Kim says, for the next 30 days, I want my goal to be no more procrastination. Now, Kim, your goal shouldn't be I want it. I'm just choosing to be intentional, and I'm not going to wait. I'm going to act. That's a key. All right, let's go here online on the phone. We've got a Colorado caller from Jonathan is on the line. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Appreciate your call. What's your this is a question. What's your question?
I'm struggling. My shoulder has been killing me lately, and you know it's taking me away from God.
The pain.
Just struggling right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called, Jonathan. There's many people who can relate when we go through difficult times of pain. It could be physical pain or emotional, or otherwise. Our minds and our hearts can get pulled off into that one thing. I think of it like your finger getting stuck in a door, in the car door, and you slam it. You know, you ever done that in your life? All of us probably done it at least once. That really hurts, and everything stops, and the whole focus is on that place of pain. And in your case, Jonathan, I'm not a medical doctor, and I don't know what kind of treatment might be available, but I'd encourage you some practical things. Find a pain clinic. Find some people who can help you manage pain. There are strategies for managing pain. And as a Christian, obviously the power of prayer and knowing that God intervenes and will heal. But I'll tell you, when we think about one thing, I'll tell you what, I'm running out of time, but I want you to hang on. I want to send you my book, The Power of One Thing. I want you to just read it because it goes through some things that may be very practical for you. So we're going to grab the phone and we'll send that to you. We'll be thinking and praying for you too, Jonathan. Sorry you're going through that. And then number 10, to be active in your church. Church attendance, church involvement, to be very active as a person in fellowship. The Bible says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as many do. And to find a church, if you're not a church now, to find a church where the Bible is taught. There are no perfect people, no perfect churches, no perfect pastors, but to get involved in a church, to be there. There's something that happens when we're in that setting, two or three gathered together, focused intentionally on our faith and growing in our relationship with Christ. Now, there's a list of 10 things, and you can do all these things, but if your heart isn't right, if you don't have a real desire to grow spiritually, they're just going to be activities. That's an excerpt from the teaching this month to members. You should have received it. Mine came in the mail just a day or two ago. Talk about the freedom process for your faith. And I take you through this four-step process I just mentioned, focusing on God's intention, repeating actions and the habits, eliminating clutter and enjoying and celebrating. And the teaching for this month of May is on that process for your faith, growing your faith. And members, you should receive it. And those who are not members, you've been calling to join. When you do, every month you receive my teaching on CD from our Intentional Living Center. And I want to thank Edward and Lynn, who just joined us within this last week from Chandler, Arizona, listens to 90.3. Got a little run on Phoenix area here. Here's Deborah from Peoria, and here's Robin from Fountain Hills. Thank you. Appreciate it. You guys became monthly members of Intentional Living. And you can join today. It's very simple. Just give us a call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Press number 4. That prompt will take you directly to our staff. Anytime, you can put your gift to work and join in support and allow us to become a part of your family as well as we send you our ongoing teaching. By going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. By the way, when you're at the website, again, a reminder to Phoenix area listeners, July 15th and 16th, we've got a great celebration. We're going to celebrate what it means to have an intentional marriage, intentional love. Check it out at theintentionallife.com. The conferences in Mesa and Glendale in July. I'm Randy Carlson. We'll see you next time, right here from Intentional Living Center.